What's going on, everybody? This is Vix the Angel and Metal, your host of The Killer Show. Over the next hour, we have got a brill show for you today and a very, very special guest. But it's a guy called Rod Ferguson. No, he's not anything related to the football manager, player, whatever. I don't follow football. But he is basically a music industry professional. He's like really good at his game. So it's going to be really exciting to talk about him, about his record label, Transcend Records, and also his festival, which is coming up next month, which is Hellfire Festival, based in London. And we're going to be talking to the man behind all that. Hello, man.
How are you doing, Vicky?
I'm pretty good.
Rocking in Preston today.
Absolutely. The weather's not too bad. You know, there's lots of clubs there who are doing absolutely awesome rock nights, so I'll probably find myself at one of them later.
Good on you. That's what I like to hear. Flying the flag.
Absolutely. So, for those who are, like, wondering who are you, then who are you? Tell them what you do.
Well, I run a total music company, which is firmly seated in the world of rock and metal. We have a label with a number of bands signed to the label. We've got a kind of a promotions arm where the Hellfire Festival sits and various other bits and pieces that we do. And we manage bands. So we're kind of a total music company, and we look after all the interests of our artists, basically, under one roof.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, it sounds like you've got, you know, your fingers in different sort of pies, but how the hell can you, like, bring it all together and keep it all going at once?
That is a very good question. I'm not sure that I even do, but, you know, we do our best, and there's a great team, we've got good people around us, and we choose carefully who we work with in terms of the artists. And, yeah, it's one big happy family, really, and, you know, we all pull together, and it sort of comes off.
Generally.
Generally, yeah. We all have our ups and downs, you know, and that kind of makes life more interesting.
That's pretty cool. But how did you actually get into the music industry yourself?
Man, that was a long time ago. I came straight from school into the music industry in one form or another. I started as a T-boy in a studio, which is kind of back in the day, which was, I guess, kind of around about 1980, blah, 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 7. That really was the only way into... If you wanted to work in the studio situation, you had to go in and start making the tea, and in those days, chopping up tape and editing sessions, and that's really where it started. But, you know, I was in bands myself at the time, and had a passion for music, which I still have to this day. And I just really worked up from there and found my area of interest, and that's what fuels me to do what I do, basically.
Pretty rad. I mean, you know, you started out as just like a T-boy, as you said, and now all of a sudden you're like hanging out with some of your favourite, you know, band artists. I mean, I've seen a picture of you with the drummer for Iron Maiden.
Oh, yes, Mr. Nico, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've worked with all sorts of people over the years, you know. I don't want to go and be a big name drop, but yeah.
Well, like Spice Girls as well.
Oh, man, did you have to bring that up as well?
Oh, yeah, I'm into metal.
You've been delving into my past.
Yeah, I've been reading up on you. I had to.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, as far as I'm concerned, my area of interest and my passion is in the world of rock and metal. But the fact is that the principles of how the music industry works are the same across the board. So, you know, it's about delivering what people want in terms of whether it's recorded material or performances or whatever it may be. You know, the genre, to an extent, is irrelevant. It works the same across the board. And all that experience that I've had, you know, I've had experience in the pop world, you know, extreme pop to extreme metal. And the area that my own company works in is, as you know, is in the rock and metal world, which is where I feel comfortable.
That's pretty cool. Now, well, we talked about your industry life, but how about Hellfire itself? Tell us about what initially gave you the idea to put on the festival.
Well, Hellfire really was, I guess it was born out of frustration on the part of some of the younger bands that we work with and come into contact with, you know, around the country. It's really difficult for some of these young bands to have a platform to show what they can do. And we've got so many great bands over here, you know, that really find it difficult to get onto good shows. So the initial kind of, the initial push behind the whole thing was that I wanted to give them an opportunity to have a show where they can perform to a decent audience. And obviously we have to load on some headliners to bring the people in, but ultimately it's a showcase for predominantly British talent, to show what they can do.
But you've got quite a mixture on your lineup. I mean, you've got anybody from like Firewind to Overkill to, you know, a good friend of mine, The Defiled from London.
Okay.
So it's quite a variety of bands, you know, from like all over the world, and also genre-wise as well. I mean, you've got pirate metal from extreme metal in there as well, so it's pretty rad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to try and cater for all tastes and bring them all together under one roof. And I think, you know, we've got a good blend there across the board. And there's, you know, it would bring people in that perhaps wouldn't come and watch a particular band, but might, you know, have an opportunity to see somebody they wouldn't normally see. And I think what we've also done is deliver good value for money. You know, it's not an expensive ticket price, whether you're talking about the weekend ticket or the individual day ticket. So, you know, it's almost worth taking a punt to come and, you know, see the band that you're rooting for, but also come and experience some stuff you wouldn't normally go out of your way to see, perhaps. So I think that's one of the attractions of the Hellfire Festival, really.
You've got two stages going on, and of course they're called, there's the main stage and also the Scuzz stage as well. So it sounds like you're bringing everybody in on it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got some great partners, you know, from the media side as well. I mean, Scuzz have been really supportive, as have people like Terrorizer and Total Rock, and then some sort of peripheral sponsors like Ed Stone and Rockstar Drinks and various other people. But everyone's in it for the right reasons. We're all in it because we love the scene and the music and the people that are involved. As I mentioned earlier, we're all pulling together to deliver something that we can build and go forward with. And that's the plan, really. This is obviously the first Hellfire coming up in 3 weeks. And we intend not only to do further Hellfire festivals, we intend to move it around the country as well. So we want to bring that event to perhaps some areas that wouldn't normally get to see something of that nature. So watch this space.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm actually quite excited about that. Yeah, have you discussed that with everybody else, or have you just thought of that now?
No. That is, that is the plan. And the next one will be announced probably just before this one goes out, and it's likely to be in September.
Well, I know that you had one last year. I think it was around Halloween time, wasn't it?
Well, that's where you're wrong, you see, Vicky, because we had intended to have the first one on Halloween weekend, but the venue that we had chosen actually was sold from under our feet and turned into a nightclub, so it was a complete nightmare for us. So we had to move the whole thing to February. So, no, we didn't have one last year, but all the planning was in place, and it was just one of those things that was beyond our control. So, This is the inaugural Hellfire Festival coming up in 3 weeks' time.
Well, that sucks about the venue. But let's talk about the bands now. I mean, it's quite a variety of bands. But how do you actually get to select one for your festival?
That's a tricky one. I mean, everyone's got an opinion on who should be there. And obviously, we've obviously had tons of bands contacting us, you know, trying to get on the bill. And if we could get them all on, we'd love to. And that's really why we want to go forward and do this as a biannual event at very least. When it comes down to selection, it's a case of a few of us putting our heads together, people that kind of know what they're talking about, or we hope we do, and just looking at what's breaking and emerging and what's exciting, and just blending that with some experienced international artists as well. That's how it comes together.
Which bands are you looking forward to seeing?
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing all of them, and I genuinely mean that. I'll be there for the whole festival, obviously, and it is my intention to catch something of every single band. Obviously, a couple of the bands on the bill I work with under our label, so I'll be keeping an eye out for those, make sure they're doing what they should be doing. But, there's a really exciting cross-section. I'm genuinely looking forward to seeing all of them.
Well, that's pretty rad now. Well, we're going to go to some music now, but one of the bands that are actually on the bill are one of my favourite bands, playing quite a lot here on The Killer Show. They are called Firewind, based in Greece, and the song is called Ready to Strike, and I'm sure Hellfire is ready to strike. Is that right, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. We are raring to go.
Cool. Well, we're going to go to some music, and Rob's going to stay on the line, and we're going to chat to you in a bit, man.
Cool.
See you in a bit, peeps. We'll be right back. Hi everybody, that was Firewind, Ready to Strike. As I said before, Hellfire is ready to strike in London, mate. Rob?
Hello, sorry, I lost you there. Sorry, Vicky, I'm here.
It's all right. Before we went offline, and we've had that before.
That was your nightmare scenario. Your guest has disappeared into the ether. But no, I'm still here, don't worry.
It's into the void. That's actually quite a good song, isn't it?
It is an awesome song, yeah. I mean, I saw Firewind earlier this year? No, it must have been end of last year when they last toured. Cracking band, absolutely tight as you like, and a great show. So again, yeah, we're looking forward to that one on Saturday night at Hellfire.
Cool. Now, what kind of reaction have you got? I mean, Hellfire's been going, bubbling around for a few months now, but from what I've seen personally, I've been seeing quite a lot of good response from the fans to the professionals in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, it's been well received, really, from fans and industry alike. Initially, when you announce you're going to do something like this, you get people sort of saying, well, is it going to happen, and who's behind it, and what's it all about? But it's been really well received. People have been really supportive, and, we hope to see the whole kind of metal community there in big numbers having a good time.
But what actually goes into plan a festival like this? I mean, you've got to think about, choosing the bands for starters, but there's a lot more to it, so what goes into planning?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot more than people realise. The finer details are quite incredible, really, in terms of, the technical side of it. And there's a lot of crew and a big team involved behind the scenes. There's the whole promotional angle. It's just more than you could possibly imagine. I mean, we're a relatively small festival. We're obviously a new festival, and we're an indoor festival, so we don't have all the issues that an outdoor promoter would have. But that aside, there's a hell of a lot of work goes into it to deliver on the day a nice, smooth running and slick show. I mean, we've got over 30 bands, I think, in total. So, one of the crucial elements of the planning is all the timings across the stages. And what we try to do on this one is to not really have too many stage conflicts going on, so that you can get to see at least something of every band if you wanted to.
That's pretty good. I mean, I've been to festivals, and it's I start at lunchtime, and then I work all the way through to 9, and I just lose track of time, and I just try to get the job done. So I think that's good that you can balance the two. You're still working, but you can still enjoy and see the bands.
Exactly. And the great thing about the venue that we're in, which is the Islington Academy, is that in the two rooms, the scud stage and the main stage, the bar is in the room with the stage. So you don't have to leave the room to get a drink, or as if you're an outdoor festival, wander off and queue up at the bar. You can get your drink, you can stay in the middle of it, in the thick of it, and enjoy what's going on. So there's no excuse really to miss anything.
Well, I've not actually been to the Islington Academy, so can you tell me more about that venue and why did you choose it?
Yeah, it's a great venue. I mean, it's very well located. There's, unusually in London, there's great parking. They're great sounding rooms, very well designed, and you can move between the two rooms very easily, so that shouldn't create any problems for us in terms of moving from stage to stage. But they're a good team down there, and the Academy group is well respected, obviously. And I think it's a great choice for the first of the Hellfire events. So we'll just see how we go with this one and see where that takes us for Hellfire 2. The next one won't be in London, but we'll obviously return there, which will be next February.
Right, we're going to be playing our next band, and they are known to be one of the legends or the pioneers of black metal, and I'm sure Rob might know who I'm talking about right now.
Well, I could probably have a pretty good guess.
Sabat?
Go for it.
But you actually know Giz, though, don't you, the bassist?
I know Giz very well. In fact, I'm meeting Giz tonight for a beverage or nine.
Ew!
No, he's a great guy, Giz. If anyone knows Giz, he's a real character, and he's a legend in his own lunchtime. He's obviously currently playing with Sabat, and his own band, The More I See, who are a fantastic thrash band. If you get a chance to come and see The More I See at Hellfire, they are an excellent British exponent of Bay Area thrash. And Giz has got a lot of history. He's played in some awesome bands, stretching back to his punk days in the English Dogs, which is where a lot of the influence came from. And I think, even Metallica have cited the English Dogs as one of their influences, so that is some pedigree and well worth seeing.
And yet he's going to be having a drink with him tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Well, anyway, we're going to be listening to Sabat to wake you up. And it's in preparation to our local venue. I know that there's a couple of metal nights kicking off in Preston. So we're going to listen to Sabat and we're going to chat with Rob with the last few questions. If you have any questions for this dude, then please send them in to studio@preston.fm. Send them in while we're listening to some Sabat and stay tuned. God, I love that band. I absolutely love that band. And they are going to be playing at Hellfire Festival at the Islington Academy, based in London, on the 20th of February. And I am joined by their festival organiser, Rob Ferguson. Hello, Rob.
Hello there, Vicky. That blew away a few cobwebs, didn't it?
I think it did.
Can't be a bit
of that. I actually got a text off somebody just say, and he's a good friend of mine. He said he's going to be at the warehouse tonight, and he said he's going to go into the metal floor in his Sabat t-shirt, and he's going to ask for a Sabat night.
Awesome. Sounds good.
So if you're going to the warehouse club tonight, please come up to the top floor because it's going to be awesome.
Cool. Right. I'll see if I can make it.
Oh, no.
I'll bring gigs.
Yeah, bring gigs. Awesome. Now, where do you see the festival going in a few years' time?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, it'd be very easy to say that we're going to end up in a field with, 60,000 people, but, we've got to take one step at a time. The ethos of the festival is that we want to take it to people that don't normally experience this kind of event, as I said earlier. So, following on from London, we're going to come up a bit further north, and that will probably be in September. And then there'll be some other sites announced shortly after that. But ultimately, who knows where we'll end up? If we end up as an open air festival, then I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun and a lot more high tech.
Very rad. Well, that's what's going on the festival side of things. But tell me about Transcend Media Group, and tell me about your current projects and releases.
The next release on Transcend Records is the album from Sacred Mother Tongue, which is a band that I've been working with for a few years now. They had a single out middle of 2008, which did very well. They went to number 3 in the rock charts, which was really good for their debut single. I think they're a great band. Loads of invention, loads of broad influences, which you'll hear in the tracks if you have a listen. Great guys. So I've got great hope for this album. It's an awesome album, and that's out on April the 13th. You'll read a lot more about that in the metal press. So that's the next release. And there's lots of others sort of following on in the pipeline from our other artists on the roster. And there's some more artists to be announced shortly. It's a very exciting year for Transcend this year.
Sounds it. Well, I'm actually going to be having one of the boys on, Andy James. Is there anything that I have to be warned about before he comes on?
With Andy? He is a phenomenal player, and he's got a fan base all of his own if you check him out on his own MySpace, which is myspace.com/AndyJames. He's an incredible player. He does this DVD tuition library, which a lot of young guitarists will be familiar with. It's called the Lick Library, where he basically teaches you how to play in the style of your metal heroes. And he plays a lot. You name it, he can play it. And he's a phenomenal talent and a real asset to Sacred Mother Tongue. So you'll enjoy having a chat with him.
Now, before you go, man, can you plug your websites before we wrap it up?
Well, you can check out the Hellfire website, which is www.hellfirefestival.com. And if you like, you can check out the Transcend website, which is www.transcendmediagroup.com. And that tells you all the things we're up to, which includes the festival and the label and the management company and various other bits and pieces.
Wicked. Now, people, if you want to get down to this festival, which I do suggest that you do, I mean, look at the lineup. If you go on their website, as Rob said, hellfirefestival.com. It is from the dates of 20th of February to the 22nd. It is in Islington, London, but it's worth the journey. I might be going. And it is, of course, 50 quid, which is good value for money for a weekend ticket at a festival, I do believe. But we're going to wrap up this interview. So, Rob, say your goodbyes to the people.
See you, everybody. Come on down to Hellfire. The beers are on Clyde Layton.
Does he know that?
I just volunteered him for that.
Oh, yeah, I think you're going to get a phone call in 5 minutes. Cool. Well, Rob told you to get down. I'm telling you to go down. Now, just a quick bye to everybody. Thank you so much to Rob Ferguson for coming on my show. And check out his festival, hellfirefestival.com, and all the bands that are going to be on that. Right. Check me out on my website, angelofmetal.com. Also on the MySpace, myspace.com/angelofmetalmusic. Add me as a friend. Send us a message. And if you have a request for next week's show, then please send them in. For Soulfly competition, now you can get in touch with me to win a Soulfly artwork. All that you need to do is just send me your name and address to angel@angelofmetal.com, and you could win an artwork poster from Soulfly. And please come down to the gig in February, which is going to be awesome. Anyway, this is my salute and goodbye. I will see you later.